A new German movie about Adolf Hitler opened this week, and it's a comedy. Mein Führer is the first mainstream German film to make fun of the Nazi leader. While laughing at Hitler has been a successful form of comedy in the United States and Great Britain, it's been unusual, if not outright taboo, in Germany. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin that discussions about the film in Hitler's homeland might outlast its popularity.
Here's the basic plot of Mein Führer, the truly truest truth about Adolf Hitler. It's December 1944. Germany has all but lost World War II, and Hitler is depressed and unable to do anything. His propaganda minister organizes a major New Year's Day speech for the Führer to rally the nation and pulls a Jewish actor out of a concentration camp to coach Hitler back to his former glory. Hitler is played by a beloved German comedian and his Jewish coach by a well-respected actor. On opening night, at least one audience in Berlin chuckled when the acting coach, also named Adolf, last name Grunbaum, middle name Israel, dressed Hitler in a tracksuit and made him do deep breathing exercises. They laughed again when Grunbaum punched Hitler and knocked him out. The film portrays Hitler as an impotent man who plays with battleships in the bathtub and wets his bed. Most critics have not been amused.
It was not funny at all.
Claudius Seidel writes for the Sunday FAZ newspaper. He has two main problems with the movie. One, it makes Hitler seem harmless. And two, for an intended comedy, it doesn't go far enough.
A Hitler comedy without jokes, without absurdity, without brutality. A comedy which doesn't notice that the aim of a comedy is not to make things harmless, but to make us laugh about the monstrous things because we don't have any other chance to love.
The film suggests Hitler became a brutal dictator because he was mistreated as a child. One Jewish community leader here says Hitler does not deserve any mitigating circumstances or pity. But director and screenplay author Danny Levy says he was tired of documentaries that insist on demonizing Nazi leaders without asking how they came to power. Levy is Jewish and was born in Switzerland, where his mother lived after fleeing Hitler's Third Reich.
For me, as a Jewish person who lives here in Berlin, I needed a new approach. And I felt this need of creating a comedy and destruct the Nazi figures to have a better understanding what made the German people follow Adolf Hitler.
Critics say the movie has an oddly split personality, slapstick plus a wrenching backstory. The wife and four children of Adolf Grunbaum, the Jewish character, are also allowed out of concentration camps while Grunbaum is working with Hitler. Grunbaum's eldest son and wife want Grunbaum to kill Hitler, which he tries but cannot bring himself to do. This is an important storyline, says Moritz Reininghaus, editor of a Jewish newspaper here, Jüdische Zeitung.
That's maybe one of the aspects of the film that actually works, I think. This is an actual discourse, an inner Jewish discourse, about how the people should have reacted to Hitler and the regime. Could they have done something different?
This climaxes in a scene when Hitler climbs into bed with Grunbaum and his wife, and she really tries to smother the German leader. Reininghaus says here the film goes awry.
Grunbaum himself says to his wife when she wants to kill Hitler, "Now you are just like him. You would kill a defenseless person." At first this seems okay because both Hitler and his victims were human, but how to handle this is a very delicate question.
In the run-up to Mein Führer's opening, German media was consumed with the question of whether it's okay to laugh at Hitler. At this point in history, many Germans say yes. But the film also makes jokes about the Holocaust, which some critics say is a completely different matter. For example, when Hitler's propaganda minister Goebbels tells Grunbaum, who just arrived from the Sachsenhaus concentration camp, not to take the final solution personally. As the end credits roll, the film shows a series of what appear to be interviews with ordinary people, young and old, who say they don't really know much about Hitler. This bothered 20-year-old Jan Schulmer.
I thought the film had a funny approach, but overall I wasn't totally satisfied with it, because I think you need to be careful about how you present Hitler.
If people don't know much about Hitler and the Holocaust, he says, they could think, yeah, Hitler, his father was mean. Maybe it wasn't all so horrible. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.